that's what we're going to, I think, talk a little about today, the power and the beauty of Zmiros. So again, the first source that we saw was the Zohar connecting the lower worlds and upper worlds and crowning them, which, to be very honest, I don't really understand what it means. But here we go. The Or Zeruah who lives in the years 1200 to 1270. We're talking about, he's a Rishon, and he says, this is how old Zmiros are. Right? And they established, our rabbis or sages establishing Zmiros on Shabbos. Kigon, Hashamayim Mesabrin Kivod Kel, the David Bashar Nasa. So the first thing actually that he mentions, which is very interesting, the Mizmor that is referring to is actually what we call Psukei Dezimra, extra Tehillim. We're familiar with Psukei Dezimra, which is elongated on Shabbos and Yontov, is actually a function of giving honor to Shabbos. Can you believe it? Right? For Kavod Shabbos, reciting additional Zmiros. And that's what he mentions. And he talked about it on Shabbos. We say v'tiknu lomar nishmas kochai v'malkalos hakol yaducha. So we're talking about the extra additional things we say on Shabbos is quite old. I already mentioned in the Or Zeruah. And he goes on and he says amazing thing. He says, "Oh, here we go. Amar le'Rishbar yesh li kanaf echad ba'aretz shemishur lifnei hayom." That I have an extra a branch, right, in the of all the branches in the world, and what's it referring to? Meknafar, it's a branch of the world. Zmiro Shamanu, and what is this? It's the Zmiros, it's the singing that takes place on Shabbos, and he quotes a pasuk that relates to the beauty of Shabbos. So again, he's saying that this notion of sitting around and singing praise of Shabbos is a very old minhag, and even older than that, in the Sefer Chassidim. He begins to find, he looks to find almost a textual source for singing on Shabbos. And he says, what does he say? Bira es Shabbos ba'or, that Hashem blesses the Shabbos with light, u'mitzvah sheyeshev, it's a mitzvah to sit in light, meaning Friday night you're going to need a candle, Shabbos day obviously you have the sun. And what do? V'yiranein shvachos, and you're being miranein, you're saying rina, you're saying praises and thanksgiving to God. Quotes a pasuk, Mizmor Shirim Hashabbos, Tov Lo Dos Lashem. Right? It is good to praise God. Lezamer L'Shimcha Elyon. Yishli Smoach B'Shabbos, B'Kudei Hashem Yisharim Samchelem. There's this notion of being happy. And we're happy when you're singing, when you're enjoying, and you're, what makes you happy, right? What's greater? You know, Shabbos is an amazing thing. Shabbos is a beautiful thing. We have this notion of eating good food, as we're going to talk about eventually at some point in time, we actually open up a Zemer and see the language of it, right? This notion of singing, there's something about the power of music, the power of song, that is not just nice, but rather it is part of the fabric, is part of the beauty of Shabbos itself, and even referred to, even referenced in Tehillim, in Tanakh, in this matter, which is pretty amazing. And in Shir Shirim, Yishmi'ini es kolech, ki kolech arev umarech naveh. The Sefer Chassidim says, this is another source, Na'im Zmiros Yisrael, right? And he quotes many places, this idea of singing, specifically, the beauty of Shevach to Hashem on Shabbos. It's a wonderful thing to do, and we have more time on Shabbos. And what should we do with our time on Shabbos? And that is, of course, to focus on the beauty of Hashem and what Hashem gives us. And it's interesting. It's almost as if there's a tremendous emphasis on light. And we're going to see this everywhere. A bracha shebira v'resh baruch. I'm reading from also Sefer Chassidim. A Shabbos hi ora. The beautiful thing with Shabbos is light. Which, by the way, is clearly referring to the light of Shabbos. By the way, this is both a physical thing, women like candles, and a spiritual thing in terms of light, in terms of brightness, in terms of illuminating things, right? And the Sefer Simon says, what is this light? Shalom Bayis. We know that lighting candle Friday night is about Shalom Bayis. And one of the reasons why you need light is so that you're going to see your food, so you don't bump into furniture, so that you don't argue with people. You know, when it's dark outside, you might, you know, get into more arguments, and so that you can recite Zmiros. I guess benching, maybe you know off by heart, but Zmiros, you might not say off by heart. So you need to have some type of a text, so that you can be able to see the text. And he says, right? The Ranein B'Shabbos Shiras Nishpachos as well. And what's his source? Quotes a pasuk in Iyov. That in Iyov, he did the opposite. In Iyov, he didn't want to give Shevach to Hashem. And he defined it as a place in darkness. It was Lila, and it was dark. What's the pasuk here? Here it is. Halayla hu yikachenu ofel. Yikav l'or. That there's no light, and there's no praising God. So what's the opposite of that? Is Shabbos, where we praise God, and we have light. So, you know, Eov is the antithesis in many ways of this idea. So this notion that it's a mitzvah to sing Zmiros on Shabbos, right? This notion of the Levim would even sing, right? On Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. That a Jew's real, a person may we feel, may we sing to Hashem, and our feeling is totally transformed, and we really give praise to Hashem Baruch Hu, it's really a beautiful thing. The Radak on Tehillah, on Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. What an amazing insight. I kind of alluded to it already. But he says, you have more time. You're panay miyiskei olav. You have more time, right? And your soul is yearning for that connection. And that is the beauty of singing. Ki neshama yonat timsam akom neshevach elyon. And that's what we have is a beauty, really amazing, amazing thing on Shabbos. And I was reading to you now from many sources from the times of the Rishonim. If you want to take a look, but the Chassidish Rebbe's have to say about singing this Zmiros on Shabbos. In the Hasidic world, they put a tremendous emphasis on singing Zmiros, right? And he says that by singing literally, we are connecting ourselves to something which is divine, and we can only really accomplish it by singing. There are certain ways to connect to God and to connect to something spiritual that you can't do by eating. You can't do by physically eating. Although we like to argue that we can. But when it comes to singing, that gives us an ability to truly connect to the beauty of what Shabbos is all about. And the truth is, you know, we see the power of song. We see the power of music that is very powerful in our lives. I'd like to say, think to myself that I'm not that old, and I'm not that old. I remember, you know, when it came to the notion of singing, so singing music has gone through many, many different, you know, areas. Now with Spotify, you can literally get any single song at any moment, at any time. It wasn't always like that. And it used to have something called cassette tapes. I'm getting myself right now, cassette tapes. And if you wanted to skip to the next song, you had to press like a button and actually wait. You had to wait for the cassette to like go to the next song. I know that's like, sounds so like 1980s, right? But that's what you had to do. And I remember there was this cassette of Zmiros that came out. Where I got it from, right? And you don't necessarily like every single song that was on there. And we used to play it in my house, you know, on Shabbos. We used to listen to it on Friday afternoon. And it really has a very transformative experience. This notion of really of singing, of communal singing on Zmiros, you know, of a tish. And it's a very, very powerful, very powerful idea. And believe it or not, this is even brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Rama himself, in a siman, he says that what should you do? You need to sing, right? Say Shiros and Tishpachos is something which is beautiful to do. So again, this notion of singing is a wonderful thing to do. Okay, and I wanted to point out that it's mentioned in the Rishonim, of course. It's mentioned in many, many, many different places, many, many sources, as referred to as an old, old minhag, a kadmonim, to sing Zmiros on Shabbos. Okay, now, there's a story, and I meant to look up the story. I can't recall. The story was, I think, with Rabbi Shach. Let me do a quick Google search here. Is Rav Shach about Zmiros? What was it? I don't even know if the story is true. Now, Rav Shach was talking to another well-known rabbi. I'm going to look it up. I can't remember. Okay, the truth is, it's one of those stories that the facts are less important and the story is more important. That Rav Shach was talking to another great rav, and Rav Shach was lamenting that one of his sons became more modern. He has one son, Rav Shach, who was known to be a very strong personality. He had one son who, shall we say, went off the derech and became like a more modern religious, like a philosopher or professor somewhere. And he was talking to, I think it was Rav Kanevsky. Maybe that was the topic. I can't recall. And he was trying to figure out, like, what happened? How come not all of my children became great Torah scholars? And Chaim Kanevsky and him were talking. Rav Shach said, let me tell you why. Because at my Shabbos table, I only learned Rambam and I didn't sing enough Zmiros. So there's something about singing Zmiros. If you don't want to become like a modern, you know, professor or something, I guess that's no. But the idea is an important idea. And that is this notion of singing Zmiros and the power and influence that it can have. Not just as like a b'dieved, like, you know, like, but rather it should be part and parcel of every single Shabbos meal. And what tremendous, you know, impact and fun it could have. And even as little kids, you know, I remember growing up, we had a rule. You always had to sing one. That was the rule. No matter how tired you were, how cranky you were, how much the guests were not into it, which sometimes does happen. You know, you still always had to sing one. And I remember as a teenager, it's a true story. No one really knew this because I would just think it. I would never articulate it. But my father, Rav Shalom, had a rule with sing one zemer at every meal. And I figured out which are the shortest ones. So I always choose those, right? Because they're shorter, right? So, you know, but again, this idea that, you know, you have to kind of the value of just to sing one of something, I think is very important. I thought I was like being a really smart teenager. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, yeah, we'll be Yotzi, we'll get the smallest one, the shortest one. And also, I would always choose a fast tune. So you choose a fast tune with a short one, it's like a double whammy. It was only, you know, a minute. Whereas if you choose like a long one that is slow, dig into it, you know, it could take 5-10 minutes. So I thought it was being really smart as a teenager. See? Actually the worst thing that I ever did. So I think, you know, this notion of seeing Zmiros, of enjoying and appreciating them is also something which I think over the last few weeks, especially during the coronavirus, we've had a greater time to, I think, reflect. You know, we're not really having guests for Shabbos, which is pretty shocking for us not to have a large Shabbos table. The truth is we're very torn. Do we miss it? Do we not miss it? On one hand, it's really nice just having the family. Of course, we miss the socializing. We miss the students. We miss the community. But it has been very nice. And often it's the, sometimes you put at your table who join, not always in the Zmiros, and it can get a little, or perceived to be a little bit awkward. So it has been very nice, you know, singing Zmiros. And it happens to be, I actually have the worst voice in the family. My wife has a great voice. My kids, Baruch Hashem, picked up most characteristics of my wife and her family. The only downside of my wife's family is height, a little bit vertically challenged. Maybe some of my kids have picked up some of my side of the height. But when it comes to singing, I think my sister has a good voice. So, you know, but anyways, they, Rombergs have good voices. So it's nice. My kids actually sing very nicely together. And I think it really is a beautiful thing. Again, it's totally up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, if you're able to know how to do a better, you know, melody, or I guess you can learn those things. But the raw core of it, it's, you have to have a little bit of a God-given talent. The other, you know, if you have a bad voice, I don't know how much training is going to have, if it's going to really have a difference or not. But nonetheless, I do think that singing has been something which over the last few months, I think has really added to the Shabbos and to the Shabbos experience. It's one of the reasons why I'm thinking a lot about, you know, Zmiros in general. And it's interesting, you take a look, even, you know, Machzor Vitri, which is a 12th-year-old, I was just looking for a bunch of sources online, right? And he says that you got to sing, and you got to sing at all meals, and you got to sing even at the Malva Malk, you have to sing it. And the truth is, your standard bencher is amazing. It's always printed there, right? And it's always printed in benchers regularly, because it really became a very powerful minhag to sing at all meals on Shabbos. Okay, so this is really the background, and I think like the context of this notion of just singing in general, which is an absolute beautiful thing. But the question is there other, I would say, are there other beautiful things that might come about through singing? And I'm going to read to you this is an amazing Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra, who lives in the Middle Ages, this isn't Ibn Ezra. This is written by the Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum of Hungary, who's a well-known Rav in Hungary, right? Satmar Rebbe. And he wrote in his Sefer, I think it's his commentary on Zosa Bracha, he quotes the Ibn Ezra, who says something pretty amazing, which is I want to share with you. And he says the following. I'm going to read you an English translation that I found. He says, through my life, I've always cherished Shabbos. I would go out to welcome Shabbos with all my heart. At the conclusion of Shabbos, I would escort it with song and hymns. At the peak of Shabbos, song bursts forth spontaneously. Shabbos itself sings to Hashem, as we say it at Shacharis. The seventh day gives praise, saying a psalm for the Shabbos day. It is good to thank Hashem. Therefore, let all that he fashioned glorify and bless God, right? And he says, that, again, this is this notion, again, the beauty of singing. So it really does connect us to this notion. And I saw in Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, he says something which is also pretty amazing when it comes to singing Zemiras on Shabbos. And he says, imagine, the image that we have, right? And the values. We have the light and we have the candles, which is peace, and the brachos that we give our children, right? And the notion of angels, which is this invisible thing of God's protection. And we praise the woman of strength, the guardian of the home, and kiddush, which is the notion of kedusha and holiness, and a bracha over bread, which is sustenance and God's gift. And here we go. And the song and words of Torah expressing our faith joyously. And I think this is something which is so important. The notion of expressing Torah in Yiddishkeit with simcha, with happiness. But God forbid, Shabbos is not a burden. Shabbos is beautiful, right? And sometimes in life, we focus on the negative things. We focus on what we can't do. We focus on what we are missing, right? What can't we do during the coronavirus? What can't we do on Shabbos? How much does Judaism sometimes restrict us? I believe one of the most beautiful things possible that we have that has to do with Shabbos is that the Zemiros, right? The Zemiros give us an opportunity to really, Hagila, to give us an opportunity to really connect with the beauty of Shabbos, right? You want to have everybody? Oh, yeah, it's very cold. I think I said this the other day. Remember, it was like 40 degrees yesterday? My office is freezing, which is just the way I like it. Okay, back to the Zemiros, right? So that I think is something which is so powerful and so important that, and especially for teenagers when you're younger, I can't study and I can't go to school. The beauty of Shabbos, especially in the world that is totally, connected technology, the beauty of Shabbos is that, it enables us to really, really connect in a positive, simcha-filled way. And in fact, Rav Wolbe of Yerushalayim, he would say, listen, if you don't have your kids sit the entire time at the Shabbos table, it's often too difficult for them, right? Especially when there's guests and they're schmoozing and whatever the case may be, but show off, Like, if you sing a little bit with them and you tell them beautiful stories, those are the things that are really going to connect, I think, kids and people to what it means for the beauty of Shabbos. And that really should be the emphasis. Is the beauty of Shabbos. Now, it is true, not that you're going to be surprised by this, there were those, I think that the Brisker Rav and the more Litvish world, they didn't sing Zemiros on Shabbos at all. But I do believe, especially in the modern world, that is definitely the minority. There's so much out there in terms of what people say the beauty of Shabbos and the beauty of Zemiros on Shabbos is really, really quite amazing. There's a halachic component. Should you say Hashem's name during Zemiros? You really see two different schools of thought. Majority saying that you can absolutely say Shem Hashem during Zemiros. But that's the technical halachic component to it. Okay, it's 12:56. And so maybe what I'll do is, I will read one more thing. I was going to get into, maybe I'll do a quick intro. So Zemiros really functioned in a number of different ways. Not only did it try to give people a sense of simcha and the beauty of Shabbos, but it also mentioned a lot about important themes. We learned a lot about minhagim based on Shabbos, halacha based on Shabbos, olam, the notion of themes that connected to Shabbos, chumash, and it was actually used as a way to educate people. Because if a lot of people didn't have an opportunity to do it at school and they were not learned, zemiros, which you would sing and was happy, you know, like, you can memorize things through song. I think my daughter like memorizes like periodic table or like all these like acronyms through music and through singing, right? It's a mnemonic device through song and through music. You can remember things a lot better. So zemiros were a way to actually educate people who were didn't have very strong education, and it educated them with halacha, with machshava, with minhagim, in a really beautiful way. So it even had almost, not only is it about Shevach to Hashem, which clearly is at the fundamental component, but it was also used as a way to educate, to teach, and to inspire. And depending on where and who wrote them and their purpose, sometimes the Zmiros had, you know, emphasized one component over the other. Although most of them do have certain themes and certain ideas. Many of them, their poetry is actually quite beautiful, not that difficult to understand. A lot of the words are pretty obvious. But of course, you have to be an incredible master in Tanakh and Midrashei Chazal and even the Aramaic and the Zohar to then appreciate it. So I think what we'll do is maybe Bli Neder on Thursdays, we'll take a look at one Zemer and try to pick out some themes and some ideas, maybe to appreciate a little bit more the beauty and the incredible power of Shabbos on a weekly basis. Okay, everybody? So really, thank you. Wonderful to see everybody again. And now I get an opportunity to wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbos. And we will see you, God willing, on Monday. Thanks for joining, everybody.
Thank you. Good travels.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.